Hey, what's up? I'm Amanda, one of our holistic nutritionists. Welcome to IDON.
Hi, I'm Chad. I am another nutritionist. Today we'll be introducing IDON's founder and CEO, Rick Wagner. He's gonna tell you a little bit about what we do and why we need minerals. Do you mind telling us how IDON got started?
This stuff right here started the whole thing. It is silica. I was introduced to silica 25 years ago. And my experience was, I started to take it to see if it would regrow here. It didn't, and I just kept taking it. So after 6 weeks, I had to leave town. And the product I was taking said, refrigerate after opening, must refrigerate. And I was gonna be moving around a lot, and I didn't want to have to mess with it. So I left it at home, and we were gone 10 days. In 10 days, all of a sudden, this pain that had been in my neck for, I was experiencing maybe for 5 years, advancing arthritis, that had been diagnosed by my doctor, and there was no cure. All of a sudden, this pain came back that was slowly diminishing. So I came back immediately, got back on the silica, and within 2 days, the pain curve came back down to where it had been before I left on the trip. So I said, there's something about this, and I needed to really discover what was going on. To end up with that story, 9 months after I began, it was gone. I had no pain in my neck whatsoever. And I had full range of motion back. So before, I could turn my head to that far, 45 degrees, and then it was it. I had to move my shoulders to turn and see anything. Now I have full range of motion, 25 years later, no pain at all. This is what stimulated me to get going and find out what this really was. Why did it work this way? How is it working? I mean, being told by my doctor that I had an incurable disease was wrong, flat out wrong. And this trip began with this serendipitous experience. And we now have a full range of minerals that we because we understand what they do and their importance and why we aren't getting them.
Hey Rick, what are minerals and why are they important?
You know, Amanda, that is really an interesting and important question. And we're told all the time ever since we're young, oh, get your minerals, get your iron, get your calcium. But what are they really? Each mineral is just a different agglomeration of neutrons and protons and electrons. It's energy, full on energy. But in fact, we are the earth come alive. We're nothing more, nothing less, but we are part of the universe, and it's all minerals.
Rick, why do I need a supplement with minerals when I drink water and eat whole foods?
That is really a good question. And in fact, we're now being told, drink deionized water or drink distilled water. It's better for us. It's all clean. Well, it's clean, but all of the minerals have been removed. When you drink water from any source, you have no idea what minerals are in that water, unless you maybe go to the ocean. In the ocean, there is a good balance, and it's fairly constant, of all of the mineral elements. What we've done today is our sources of water are so varied that we really aren't getting a good balance of all the minerals. A truly good way to balance the mineral water the water you drink is to put some sea salt in it, which has a full balance of all the minerals. We do not get that today, nor do we do it. Most people today, when they do salt, they're just doing table salt. That's sea salt fully refined, taking out all of the other essential mineral nutrients and just leaving in sodium chloride. That's why it isn't good for us. It's not balanced. The same thing is true with soil. Even if we weren't on the planet, there are different variances of the soil mineral content. It's different wherever you walk. What's happened with our growing is that we now will find one plot of land and we will grow the same crop on it year after year after year. That crop always has a need for the same particular mineral elements, and we now know that those foods will provide that those minerals to you when you eat them, theoretically. But when you grow those foods on the same soil year after year after year, eventually the soil becomes depleted because everything is grown and then removed. It doesn't grow and die and go back into the soil. And this is really essential because we used to be hunter-gatherers. We used to move around the planet and find our food and our whatever else we out of the meat we wanted to find and we could find, and we would eat it. We weren't in one spot. The minute we became domesticated, problems began, and we were domesticating of animals and plants, and that truly is the issue. So even if you eat organic food today, more than likely you are not eating food that has been grown on replenished soil. The organic identity of the food means that it hasn't been sprayed with pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. And in fact, what's very interesting is the only reason that we need pesticides and fungicides and herbicides today, we've grown the food, giving it potassium, nitrogen, and phosphorus. It will grow and look like the plant, but it doesn't have the other mineral nutrients that it needs to defend itself. And so what does nature do? Nature is designed to recycle. So nature is literally recycling that plant prematurely. And so what we're trying to do is follow the germ theory of disease and kill the bug. But the bug is there to do a particular thing, and that is to recycle that plant. And so even if you're eating organic, more than likely you are not getting all of your minerals. Even if you're drinking mineral water, you're not getting all of your minerals, okay? So as an example, with the silica that really corrected my arthritis, the reason that occurred was that it had been systematically removed from our diets. We used to get silica primarily from the husks of grains. What has happened today is when grains are harvested, we use what they call a combine. Big machine that goes, you've seen pictures of them when they're harvesting the wheat. That combine now removes the outside husk. Before the use of combines, we would harvest a grain by hand and we would grind it in stone grinders and make bread out of it. At that point, bread was the staff of life. It's now become a source of obesity because we've taken off all the husk, which has the silica in it, and then all of the other nutrients, and all you're getting is the starch, which turns into sugar immediately in the body, and then the body can only turn sugar into fat if you don't burn it. That being said, based upon our farming techniques, we're removing most of the mineral content of whatever may be that plant was able to get out of the soil. And then from that point, we refine it even further in processing it, and we're not getting anywhere near what we should be getting in the way of our mineral content in the food. And then we'll go and we'll buy our food in a package, and what's in it? We don't have any idea. We are designed to get our minerals in water and food, and that food now is depleted and the water is depleted. Life today is full of stress. We have the stresses of working at a job, making money, driving in back and forth to work on the freeway. We're exposed to all kinds of toxins that never existed before. All of these things the body has to deal with. The body deals with them utilizing certain components of the body. Those components are run by minerals, and the body will use them up in dealing with the stress. I would say today, diet and stress are the two biggest issues as to why we don't have adequate levels of minerals in our body, because we're using them up, and that then creates a situation where the cells cannot function correctly. Given that we are about 75% water, truly the best way for us to get our mineral elements is via water. We're not designed to eat rock. If you take a calcium pill, you are literally eating ground up coral. How much of that can you digest? When you eat rock, you have an hour to be able to ionize it. There you will perhaps be able to get a couple of atoms of that rock broken off before that food passes into the small intestine and the large intestine and out. We are not designed to get our minerals that way. Now what we do is we take water and we remove all of the other mineral elements in it to begin with. And then we add back in only the specific element or elements that we want to deliver to you. And so you're not getting a bunch of extra stuff in there. You are getting only what we put on the label.
We get a lot of calls on what the differences are between colloidal, ionic. Do you mind explaining a little bit of what ionic means?
I'd love to do that. Colloidal means that whatever is in the solution that it's in is in perpetual suspension. It is not falling to the bottom of the glass or the bottle where you have to shake it up. And so if it's in suspension, you know that every element or the elements that are in there are atomic in size. And that they have to be at that size to be able to get into your cells. Our minerals are colloidal, and they're nano, they're ionic, because they are the individual atoms in a solution.
Thank you for watching part one of Idon's introduction. Stay tuned for more detailed information coming soon.